is, but not where he is. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Denver police say the suspect in the shooting of two high school deans today is 17 years old. Austin Lyle, accused of opening fire after a handgun was found during a required daily search of him at East High School.
He was secluded with just these school administrators during this safety protocol. And so he did flee that location where the search was taking place and was able to get out of the school before anyone else was able to secure or subdue him.
Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas says one administrator was critically injured, the other in stable condition, while a manhunt continues. Fox's Alicia Acuna, whose children attend East High, says many parents were never told about a safety plan that includes pat-downs of certain students. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis wants to expand what critics call the state's Don't Say Gay law, which bans in-class teaching on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. The expansion would extend that through high school.
The proposal would not need approval from the state legislature, only a vote from the Florida Board of Education. That vote is set for next month. The Don't Say Gay approach has become a national talking point among conservatives who support it and critics who say it marginalizes the LGBTQ plus community.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, this ahead of a possible DeSantis run for president. The TikTok CEO due on Capitol Hill tomorrow on the defense over security concerns.
TikTok employees are actually roaming the halls here in Congress, trying to convince the press corps to talk with TikTok influencers in order to gain some sympathy ahead of this big hearing. Congress has not passed a ban yet, although there are some proposals out there. The Biden administration, though, is reportedly threatening a ban if Chinese owner ByteDance doesn't sell its stake in the U.S. version of the app.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Former President Trump loses a round in a court fight over the handling of classified documents found at his Florida home. An appeals court in D.C. rejecting the effort to block one of Trump's attorneys from turning over information about their communications to a grand jury.
This considered a victory for special counsel Jack Smith, appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate the handling of the documents and the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Former President Trump's legal team could ask the Supreme Court for temporary relief.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, a different grand jury weighing a possible Trump indictment over hush money allegations, is on standby for tomorrow after today's meeting was canceled. More than 20 people under arrest in Thailand accused of running call centers that scammed elderly U.S. citizens out of $87 million. Some of the elderly victims included doctors, professors, and army personnel. The charges include fraud and transnational crime. The Fed stays the course with another rate hike.
The central bank making one of its most difficult policy decisions in years amid the most intense banking crisis since 2008 and increased interest rates, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
At today's meeting, the committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 4.75% to 5%.
It's the Fed's ninth consecutive rate hike aimed at tackling hot inflation over the past year. Central bankers did send a hint that they might be done raising interest rates soon in their post-meeting policy statement, which also said it was too soon to tell how much recent banking turmoil would slow the economy.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, the Treasury Secretary, reigniting some uncertainty about the level of help for banks with her latest comments today. All of the worry fueling a late sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow dropping 530 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also tumbling more than 1% after gaining earlier in the day. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.